listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
Cast out to sea.
Hey, Adrian, you old sea dog.
What?
I think it's time to listen to some music.
Pirate Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Pirate Radio Podcast. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Ali. And oh, I am back.
Oh my god.
That's hello.
You.
Hi. How you going?
How was Europe?
Europe was great. Turns out Europe is fantastic.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, you should check it out. We're so far away from it, though.
Yeah, we are.
Here in Australia.
Yeah, how long's the flight?
Oh, it's like 22 hours.
A little bit too fresh in the memory. Yeah. Just like,
honestly, I'm still like lagged. Like, I'm still like waking up. 2 in the afternoon, I think, so...
Okay, well, that's definitely...
That was a little... Yeah.
That's like, where am I?
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I'm slowly getting over it, so shaking it off.
Welcome back to the land down under.
Thanks, mate. The land of pleasure, as they call it.
The lucky country.
The lucky country. The land of the fair go, you know?
The big brown land.
And, you know, going to like, Africa as well, like, that was part of the trip.
Yeah, you went to Morocco.
Morocco and, like, seeing other desert... Like, was interesting. Was it definitely interesting? Yeah, quite, especially when we went out to the Sahara, like to driving out and seeing the landscape change. Similar to like Australia, where it's like it goes from leafy to
that'd be really interesting. But obviously, Africa and Australia are
two different places, two different hemispheres. So it was
a whole other hemisphere.
Yeah, it was good. It was good though.
Yeah.
I know before I left, I said I wanted to see if I can try to hit up some like. Musical gigs or something like while I was away.
I saw some photos. You definitely saw a bit of music.
I did see some music. Yeah, I did see a couple of different like things. But it was really sad because the things that I wanted to like see in Europe, like King Gizzard was touring at the same time I was in Europe.
I mean, like Europe's great and King Gizzard are great, but like they're here.
Yeah, it would have been. You know, yeah, I did think about it. It would have been kind of weird to like go to Europe
hey,
and
I
see an Australian
ya.
Band. Hey boys, you forgot your VBs.
Represent more.
Come on, boys, have a chug. But also, I wanted to see Alton Gunn.
Oh yeah,
that Turkish psych folk band.
Yeah,
because they were also playing in Amsterdam. And when I went there, I saw like posters. I was like, shit.
Oh man, like no, well. That's different. I can't see them touring.
I can't see them coming down here unless they like really blow up down here. And I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Well, we'll do our best.
Listen
to Altun?
Altingun.
Altingun.
Yeah. But yeah, I did see some other things though. And actually, I do have a bit of a surprise. Listeners at home, I'm grabbing my backpack.
Yeah, I'll do this. All right, he's grabbing the backpack. He's opening it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's put his hand in. He's ruffling around.
Well,
that's
a speaker.
But you had that before you left, so.
Yeah, this is actually a souvenir that I brought back for you.
Oh, shit.
But it's also... there's a story behind this. I'll get into it when I give it to you. First, I want you to just have a look. And,
okay, alright, he's just handed me a CD, like, case, with a, it's like a big, kind of, like, odd-looking hole thing on the front, and it says, how do you pronounce that?
So it's Rijks.
Rijks Music.
So that's the Rijks Museum.
Oh!
In Amsterdam, and...
Oh, okay, so it's, it's a bunch of, like, classical.
Well, this is actually a CD from some buskers that basically set up... down in the underpass at the Rijks Museum.
Yeah, I'm sure like buskers there.
Oh, they get a lot. But these guys, like, I don't know if they're sanctioned by the Rijks or what, but like they were always there. They were always there, and like from literally like 9 till 3 in the afternoon they're playing. And it's basically the band consists of 2 accordion players, a tuba player, and a violinist. They just play music in under the Rijks Museum, and like, it's incredible.
You know
I gave these guys so much money.
Okay, so opening it up.
Yeah, what's in there?
Oh, okay.
They got a little message in there?
Yeah, the Reichs Chamber Group was formed in 2012 by former students of Franz Liszt's music company of Budapest. And the Conservatorium of Amsterdam. All right, there's much more. Oh, they got a Gmail. Bass trombone.
Oh, it's a
violin,
trombone.
Yeah, violin, accordion, cimbalo. What's a cimbalo?
I don't know.
Like, I like that it's like this is like a font you get on like, it's like PowerPoint.
Yeah, it's like a Word or something, like a Word 2004 font.
Yeah, yeah. How like one of the things you just be like, that was fine. Oh, no, it's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I just thought, well, because you know I was like getting
Ave Maria's on it. Ave
Dude, Maria. Honestly, like these guys are incredibly talented, and I do hope the recordings like show how talented they are. Because when you watch them like live, like honestly, it was awe inspiring. Like so, definitely we'll
listen to.
Well, maybe we'll do a listen to this or something. To the Reichs Museum album.
That would be really cool. Do I have a CD player?
Yeah, you got a computer. So yeah, we'll save that for another rep or something.
Yeah, I'll I don't know, maybe post a picture of this.
Yeah, yeah, we'll put up a little picture of the Reichs Museum guys.
Reichs.
Ridgy K.
So that was in Amsterdam, but that was towards the end of your trip.
Towards the end of the trip. There was the other musical, the other notable like things I can mention.
I could. There was, you saw like in Barcelona. Yeah. You saw the very serious dancing man.
Oh yeah. I saw the flamenco.
You showed me some videos. I wasn't following.
The very serious dancing man. Yeah, so I saw Antonio Banderas lookalike man doing his flamenco dancing.
He did really look like
that. The flamenco guitar is incredible.
Yeah.
It's not more popular than it is, like, anywhere else other than in, like, Spain.
Flamenco.
Yeah, like, flamenco guitar is so talented. Like, yeah, it's, like...
I don't know. Like, I'm sure, like, it went through and was put into certain songs through certain periods. But, I don't know. People with, like, very specific, especially when it's traditional kind of, like, instruments, they kind of, like, I don't know. They come and go in popularity. I don't know why.
True. Yeah. They do. And they're, like, there's different phases. Like, it can come back around.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if that, what's it called? Despacito?
Despacho?
Despacho?
I don't know.
Desperado? I don't know. What am I thinking of?
Is it a song?
Is it like, yeah, that song, like, Despacito? Is it Despacito? What am I fucking saying?
Okay, well, like, I'm probably out of the loop here. So.
I don't know. I'm clearly out of the loop, too. I'm pretty sure I'm not even saying the right thing here.
Despacito?
Despacito sounds like it's a brand. Justin Bieber did, like, a cover or something of it. It was, like, some very famous Latin song. But, yeah, Despacito. It is Despacito.
Yeah, okay. What about it?
No. I'm just saying, like... It's like
it means song. Slowly in Spanish.
Despacito. Yeah. Well, there you go. Like that. That's a song that.
Oh, it became the most popular YouTube video of all time at one point in 2017. It's probably been overtaken, but
yeah, 100% it has. But like, it's one of those
Puerto Rican singer Luis Fonsi.
Oh, it's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican rapper Daddy Yankee.
Obviously, like it's Latin style music.
Yeah,
okay. You know, and clearly it became the big
thing. Okay, so that was like your example of something.
Kind of like with Gangnam Style, like when that took over.
Yeah, jeez. Where's Psy now?
Seriously, where is Psy now?
Remember he came out with that song with Snoop Dogg after?
Yeah, what in the world was that called again?
Something to do with being hungover and all I remember is that shot where he's like throwing up in the toilet and then like Snoop Dogg's in the bath and he just kind of like sits up and he's like starts dancing.
So weird. Such weird, like, phases that music goes through. Like, Rebecca Black's Friday taking off was so...
It was probably just something to do with how, like easy it probably seemed to, like, become, like, a sensation.
Yeah, I guess. And, like, also, like, you know, the fact that it was horrible and, like,
shit. Well, it was also, like, that when, like, YouTube peaked in terms of, like...
Yeah, YouTube was...
Cultural reference. 100%. Relevance, not reference.
Yeah.
But,
strange times.
But to
we digress.
We digress a little. Anything else?
There was at least one more thing that I saw while I was away. When I went to Poland, I saw like a pub band.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They played.
They played "Message in a Bottle."
They played "Message in a Bottle" by the Police. Yeah, did I show you a little clip of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I can play a little clip of this right now, just for people to understand like how hardcore this version was.
Oh man. Going off.
Yeah, the drum is great. They were very, very good.
No, it's always like I love covers when it like kind of changes it like that, where it's just like message.
Yeah, they're like rearranging it to like out of the genre that it was originally in is very funny. Very,
just
very funny.
Police. It's just a funny band to do that.
Pretty sure the guy didn't really speak English because like when the way he says bottle was like bored or
I don't know. like a lot of Europeans like
there's accents. There's accents.
But I mean, yeah, no. That was great.
That was great, and it was in. So it's, you know, smoking rules are very different in Poland as well. Oh, so yeah. Everyone was smoking indoors.
Yeah, well, like apparently, yeah, Australia's a bit different to that.
Very different. Very different.
You can't smoke anywhere.
Nope.
If someone's like got a packet of chips, you got to be like 15 meters away from them.
Mate, you got to bloody have your smoker away from your chips, all right?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's awesome.
I think that's about.
Yeah, that's about it. You were away for a while. You saw a lot of things. You know?
The only there's one more thing. In Amsterdam, I was there at the same time as this workshop event / musical festival called Amsterdam Dance Event. Okay. And I didn't realize until I went into the smart shop and this girl was like, "Oh yeah, are you here for Amsterdam Dance Event?" And I was like, "No."
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, it's just this like big electronic music festival."
Oh, okay.
And also like these workshops happen. Like, so all the producers of like electronic music apparently come down and they have these like conferences and things.
Yeah.
And so when I was sitting in one of the coffee shops like having a joint, one of them was British, the other one was American, were like sitting there and they were bitching about this other producer. And they were like, and they were producers as well of like electronic music, and they're talking about like, yeah, it was so bizarre. I was like, oh wow, I guess there is an event going on.
Oh,
interesting.
Cool.
I do have some more stuff that isn't related to my trip.
Okay.
And it does include a thing I was going to show you.
Right.
So when I came back, because of my whack sleeping schedule, I was like staying up like kind of late and stuff.
Whack.
And it was pretty whack.
Pretty whack.
It's pretty fucking whack, man. Anyway, I noticed 3 or 4 days ago that I was on Reddit and on one of the like indie music subreddits, someone mentioned that the Tame Impala website had just gone black. And it had. And it had just gone you go to the website, usually you have like merch, blah blah blah, tours, but it had just gone black.
That's weird.
So everyone was like, what the fuck's going on? And then people realized that if you just click on like a part of the screen, then like just this like loop of like 16mm footage of like just different things would come up with, like, white noise.
Is it, like, getting ready to release, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was, like, a very quick tease of, like, something that's coming.
Ooh.
This was, like, four days ago or whatever. And and so everyone was like, okay, clearly something's happening.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, periodically checking back because being like, okay, something cryptic's going on. So, like, I'm sure there's going to be a cryptic release here.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, staying up and stuff, I checked at one point, like, kind of late, and I was like, something in me was like, go check the website again. Don't check the Reddit. Just go check the website again, because something might have changed. And I checked it, pressed the black screen, and the looped bits of, like, you know, like, just different, like, tape machines rolling and, like, an oscilloscope, like, going, like, which was, like, the footage in 16mm, was, like, happening with the white noise. And then it kept going, and, like, some, like, sound came in, and it just kept going. I'm like, oh, my God. And then music just started playing, and it turned out it was just this trailer for the new album.
Ah.
And so I saw it, and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I went to Reddit, no one had posted anything on the subreddits. I went to Facebook, no one had posted anything on the Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I need to break the news.
Did you?
I did. I did, because no one else had actually noticed that the website was playing the full album trailer.
People were just like clicking and being like,
No. Yeah, it's just the same shit. Yeah, oh, I better go back. On. And so I actually went onto Reddit and I'm like,
I kind of like that reward of patience.
Dude, it was it was beautiful. And I went onto Reddit and I like posted, I'm like, guys, the website's changed, blah blah blah, and like put up a link. And I got downvoted so many times initially in the first 2 minutes because people were like, it hasn't changed, it's still the same loop. And then other people were like, no, he's right. Go and check the full thing. And then it was like, and then it was suddenly being upvoted, but it was like, lol, OP got downvoted so many times, but he was right.
Hey, you know, like, democracy is a great thing, but sometimes it can be used for the wrong.
Yeah, honestly, like, but I was just like, I was like floored that like no one else had noticed. I don't know how long it had changed for either.
Oh, weird.
But yeah, so I guess that's kind of news. Like, so the album is called
That
the
You Broke.
That I broke. It was so weird. Dude, I like, honestly, I'm still getting likes on the Facebook page because I put the video up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And people were just like liking and tagging everyone in it. And it's like up to like 400 likes now. Oh, but the album is called The Slow Rush.
Oh.
And it comes out next year. I think very early next year.
The Slow Rush.
The Slow Rush. There's also cover art now as well.
Oh, shit. Mm. No.
Interestingly enough, it's from like, you know those houses in like, I think, have you seen Samsara?
No.
No? Okay. There's like houses in like Africa that have like, it's like from this village, this German village or something that has like been abandoned. And so the houses there, like the doors have been left open and like sand from the desert has just like come into the house.
Ooh.
So it's like this house that's like half submerged in like desert sand.
Ooh.
And that's the album cover. And it looks very, very, very Pink Floyd. But let me just play a quick bit of music from that snippet because it sounds dope.
Calypso, kind of like ding, 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 ding.
I think he's going for like, yeah, because he, like, you know how we were talking about how he wants to do more dancey music,
yeah.
And he's, I guess, like leaving the kind of rock genre for more pop, but it's like now he's going for like, yeah, more like natural rhythmy kind of stuff.
Yeah, like I don't mind. Like, evidently he's trying to like branch out a bit, which is fair enough.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If
you're known for something,
that was interesting. It definitely piqued.
I'm definitely keen, but like I just don't know,
like,
what
it just didn't seem like the same old, which is good.
We're definitely getting another single this week.
You're gonna break that news too.
I already did. The single's gonna be called It Might Be Time. It's gonna be different. It's not gonna really sound like that. It's got sort of instrumentation that sounds a bit like Supertramp. Oh, yeah. But it's kind of like, I don't know, like a modern Supertramp.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Okay. Yeah,
I heard a really bad leak. Really bad quality leak.
That could be hard to...
Yeah.
What's with Kevin and... Look, do you reckon he lets leaks out on purpose?
He might sometimes, but I think also people...
Really? You know what? I doubt that. Like I wouldn't, like, if I'm not done with something,
If I'm not done with something, yeah. Like, and this is a really bad quality one, so you know that it's someone at the label or someone just, like, got their hands on it and leaked it. But, like, he did have an AMA once, like, Ask Me Anything on Reddit. For Currents, and no one had asked him to release new music, and like he was like, no one asked me to release new music, so like, does anyone want to ask? and then everyone was like, yes, and then he's like, fine, here you go, and then like he just gave some new music. So he's like, he's cheeky in that way. So yeah. I don't know if he would have leaked his own songs,
all right, well, you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, let's do more of these.
Yeah,
let's do more. I mean, hopefully we will.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to talk about?
I was going to... You go first. I'll go first.
We have a website now.
That's what I was going to say.
We both thought of it at the same time. If you want to go check that out, it's just a little, like, explanation of the pod and, like, ways you can send us, you know, recommendations and stuff. Because
we want to do that now. That'll be fun.
We'll see how that interplays when we can add it to the show.
Mm.
Also, we'll be posting songs of the week and stuff like that, so you can go check it out.
That'll be exciting.
You know, I still haven't said it. It's pirateradiopod.com. So, P-O-D. pod. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Welcome back to Australia.
Muchas gracias.
Oh no, he's been changed.
Oh, no. I'm Spanish now. We'll see you again for the next episode.
All right, thanks for listening.
Bye.
That's all we've got time for, folks.
That's been Pirate Radio Podcast.
Pirate Radio.